this guy?
Here, I'll get it. Here, watch out for that. This is right.
Gentlemen, we're live for the preliminary study meeting that's scheduled for 8:30 for the Taney County Commission this Monday, this Thursday, June 30th. Yeah, it's been a good long week, hasn't it? Agenda requests review. Nikki.
Yes, sir.
If you'll lead us through what you have.
We have a request for Mr. Suti to discuss River Rat Lane. It's a follow-up with Mr. Simmons' issue. Why Highway Sewer Project?
Yes. He came to us and he talked about the problem that may or may not have been.
He would just like to give you an update, a quick update.
Can he come in and talk to one of us? And the reason is that beginning on Monday or Tuesday, we start Board of Equalization.
Correct.
Just have him come in and talk to one of us. I think that'd be a better use of the time. And then if you just give us an update.
I really like, by the way, this is a great time to bring it up. What some counties are doing, by the way, that they're designating the individual
liaison,
to serve as liaison to a group. So if, in fact, that were in place, Dan, if that was yours, let's say, sewer district, then that individual would come to you, chat with you, and then in an informal meeting that we have posted upstairs when we have a work session, that would be some simple matter that could come up. Go ahead.
Vicki Rice called requesting time to talk about a mid-year insurance update. Also in attendance would be Mr. John Akers.
Mid-year.
They talk about claims and different information.
We just got our health insurance email. I don't know if you saw about the claim history. They just sent us an email a couple days ago that
yes, I saw it.
Wasn't pretty good. So,
wasn't pretty good.
It was bad.
Well, I mean, that's...
I was going to say it wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty good.
Now go ahead and schedule that.
You can also schedule some grammar school lessons.
Play.
No, I'm talking for Danny. I thought I was talking so he'd understand me.
Gentlemen, do we want to go ahead and establish this? Or do we want to do it after BOE? So, yes? My question is, how much time do we have on Monday? Let's start there.
On Tuesday, there's only a couple of things that are scheduled.
And what time do we start with BOE on Tuesday?
1:00.
I'll go ahead and have her.
What, 15 minutes? They're always.
How much time
minutes?
Do they need?
15 minutes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
If they can make that. If not, then it would be the following Monday morning.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'll touch base with Ms. Rice.
Perfect.
The airport manager's agreement.
We
you asked that we reschedule it. Is that something we're going
to
do?
We don't need to do it at all.
At all?
Just take it off the agenda.
Take it off the agenda.
If that's the case.
That is the case based off what I was told.
Well, you're our informal liaison then.
There you go.
Informally. I'm liking this.
So we're not going to have a contract with Mark Parent?
You obviously didn't want to talk about it.
A contract is not necessary for an employee that's a current employee with the county. So we're not going to have a contract for anybody that's an employee.
Okay. A woman by the name of Brenda Riddell called. She is on Cedar Point Drive. She would like some time to speak with you. She thinks that there is problems with incorrect direction on a plat. It shows a north-south direction of the road. We've had a lot of history. Mr. Houseman, you probably need to read up on some of the history. The prior commission has had a lot of dealings with her.
I'll be delighted to read up. If you get a file that I can take a look at?
All of these documents, yes.
And
I can make copies for you.
It's a road issue? Let me take a minute to look at that.
Sure.
I think you need to review and then
you'll need
to
review it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll need to review first, and then come back to schedule it without a doubt.
Can we also get video?
I wish we could, but we don't have any bandwidth for that. We're just unfortunate to have live internet audio streaming.
Okay, I'll be glad to review this.
I'd be more than happy to get you a copy.
That's thoughtful of you, but if you're scared I'm going to get rid of the documents, I'll review it in front of you.
She's with the security deposit.
This girl is cautious, isn't she?
I have to be. The rock bid award? Have we decided when?
Nothing right now. No.
Nothing right now.
Okay. You requested for me to do forms if we needed legal counsel to review.
Yes.
There are a couple of items that we need to place on the agenda, but they need to be reviewed first. One of them is the CLIO agreement.
Can I see that, please?
Sure can.
So this is the agreements that we just had Nikki start with for legal requests, right? This legal review stuff, right?
Yes.
This is the legal review document.
Yes.
Before we can put it on the agenda.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there like a week turnaround on that, or?
This is really, the CLIO is the standard agreement that goes out to the consortium of counties that are involved. So it's mm-hmm. Greene County, Dallas, Polk, Stone, Taney, et cetera.
Correct.
It's the same agreement that goes to all, but yes, I think it's wise to have it reviewed.
Go ahead and send it to Frank then.
I can scan it and send it to him.
I don't have any problem with it. But
go ahead and send it to Frank. Then.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
We just wanted to make
the Lookout Acres contract.
Go ahead.
The Lookout Acres contract.
Acres contract. That's sewer?
I believe it has been approved by the sewer board.
Okay.
But in the past, you had always had
legal counsel
review any contract or agreement.
John, have you had legal counsel review this?
The sewer district's legal counsel, David Fielder, has reviewed the contract, the bonds, the other information that's associated with the contract. He saw no problem with that. Just we're in this separation mode, though, and this has been undetermined, the involvement with the county commission on these contracts and the sales tax and those things. So he had talked to Mr. Cotty to see how he might want to follow up on that, since the county commission in this contract is still a party to the work or the contract itself.
Do we want it to be that way, or we want it to be solely with the sewer district?
That's fine either way with us. It would probably be simpler if it was with the sewer district and you gentlemen didn't have to get involved in it. Legally, with it being a county sales tax, and that goes up to these attorneys' levels, whatever's possible, we'll be glad to work with you in whatever way we need to.
Do we want Frank to review this in that light of what John has said?
No, I don't. I don't think if they have one attorney review it, we don't need the expense.
Well, the other question is, are we going to have to review every contract if the sewer department's a separate political subdivision?
No, but what John's stating is we're not there yet. We're in the process of doing legally what we need to do to be separated. But
we need to make sure, they're a separate subdivision than us, so I wouldn't.
Well, that. The contracts with Victor Rosetta and the contractor himself, the sewer district has, at this time, we don't have the mechanism set up to guarantee payment to him because we technically don't control the county sales tax. So he, being a contractor, probably wants something that where he's assured that whoever he's in contract with, that he's going to get paid.
We need to probably review that.
I don't want to send work contracts to two attorneys for review. One will be fine with me. I don't care who. I don't care if it's separate. I just don't want to pay two attorneys for.
But the sewer department's not ours. That's a separate subdivision, political subdivision now.
Well, then what are we doing with the contract?
This is the I think this is more of a transition. This contract's caught in the middle of the transition.
Yeah, just how we've always done it, you know. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but how the evolution of the contracts and their development through all the different attorneys we've dealt with over the last 15 years is that the county sales tax, the county commission is in, you know, not, I don't want to say control.
I understand all of that we've been going through.
Yes,
I understand
sir.
All that. But I just don't think that it's wise use of the tax dollars to have two attorneys review the same document.
Yeah, that was David's question to Frank, was just that did the county commission want to be a party to this contract or not, and that's what they're trying to figure out.
Ken, we're having a meeting with you all at 9 o'clock, I think, mm-hmm. this morning. Is this an issue that we can chat at that time?
We've got limited time. I know you gentlemen got a busy agenda after
right.
that, so we probably got an hour and a half of things to discuss one of these days. But
if we are, in fact, going to get involved with this, you need to...
Correct this presiding commissioner.
Change who the presiding commissioner is on the documents that you want me to sign. But.
Okay.
Let's.
Do you want to discuss this?
I do.
I can get that back to HDR and have them make that correct.
Sure. Thanks, Sean. Go ahead, okay. Nikki.
Next week, are we going to be discussing county positions?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Okay, let's hold off on that.
Okay. And what about additional BOE days?
That was one thing that Donna, I asked Nikki to remind me on that. That's one thing that Donna had requested, that we may be out of time slots. Do we need to come up with some more dates?
Have you got the calendar for what we had established? I have it upstairs. I don't have it.
I wouldn't say that we need
it's
to come
your,
up with any till,
it's on your calendar.
Till we get into the process.
We're already full. And we have till the 11th. We have 11 more days of appeals, and all the slots are full of what I'm being told. All but a few.
Do you want to look at the first week of extending them, say, each one an hour?
Do this. Can you get the calendar? I don't remember seeing the calendar with the time slots and knowing which days we have on the calendar, and see if we can't.
I sent it to all of you. I'm going to put it on your computer also.
I'd like to look at her sheet that has the times filled.
Okay.
That's what I would like to see. And then maybe not this following, this first week, but maybe a couple weeks out, we'll start extending it by an hour or so. But if you would get all that printed out and let me look at that,
sure.
And we'll get some more time slots.
Sure.
That was agenda review. We're strictly trying to give her direction on getting some time slots. So I think Nikki and you, Donna, could probably come up with some suggestions and then come back to us. All right.
Nikki, would you check outside and see if there's any public comment that has...
We're not public.
We don't have it today?
No.
Never mind. We also have records destruction listed. Is that here, Nick?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's going to come up.
It's attached to the request form.
And it's a question that was posed to me some months ago, but I'm curious about on records destruction from all elected county officials. Obviously, Missouri law provides that after a certain period of time that records have been in possession, they can be destroyed. The question is, should they be destroyed that was raised to me. There are a number of records that have, not that any of these do have that have been requested, but have historical value to the county and to the government itself. And the person I was chatting with was involved with the historical society. And I'm wondering if, in fact, we should chat with the elected officers about, and this may not be doable, but allowing historical societies review records that we're going to destroy to see if there is any historical value that's in them. I mean, there are a lot of things, again, that can be destroyed, but the question is, should everything be destroyed? Should we, in fact, hold on to some things and or allow copies to be made? Or
what are these particular ones here, Warren?
These are mostly election records and other documents, right, Donna? Yeah, and I don't see any historical value within checks or check registers.
Unvoted ballots. Voted ballots for the
And I see no historical significance there personally either. I agree with
what that. You're asking, though, Ron, is in it.
Well,
when
just,
these are presented, then other than if we see something that we think possibly need to be reviewed by the Historical Society, let them do so. I don't care.
I'm just bringing that up. It was brought up to me, and I thought that it was a concept that we should discuss sometime. The only reason I brought it up is because we have this currently listed as an item this morning.
Yeah, how many years back is this?
It lists
5 years.
Everything's 5 years. I see.
Maybe Daleks. They only have to be held for 2 years, but everything else is 5 years. Anything I understand.
Yeah, and I'm not pointing at this particular request. I'm just everything
right.
that every officer has.
I don't see anything wrong with the destruction of what she's got there.
I will tell you the sheriff is going to be destroying records at the same time I am. Those aren't listed because he can destroy them under his own law.
So what are you guys asking? Do you want to delay this?
No.
I just
was making a point that I think it's something that we should consider and get input from the different officers on. I think it was a valid request at the time that it came.
Sure, that's fine. Does this require a motion or just enter it into the record?
Enter it into the record.
Do you have a copy of it? You want this? Okay. So then we're good?
I can email it to her. I received it from
okay.
Christy.
She'll email it to you. Okay. I know that the Wellness Center had 15 minutes that they're running out of.
Donna, help me with this particular request. Does the statute state that it's voted upon or it's just accepted for and spread on the records?
It just has to be spread on the records.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Is it a notation that it was presented? Is that all it has to go in the records, or are you thinking the entire list has to go in the records?
The only reason I would think that the list would need to go in, Ron, is so that nobody accuses us of destroying records that shouldn't be destroyed. Because as you see, I list the statute that allows the destruction. I list the retention period and the date and what the subject matter is. That way nobody can ever come back and say we're destroying records that we shouldn't be.
Right.
You
would keep a record of
we
this anyway, right?
We do also keep a record of that, yes.
Okay. Here you are, Nikki. Oh, you've got it already electronically?
Yeah.
Next issue, transfer station?
Yeah, there was a request. How about just because of all the people waiting in Wellness Center and all this,
we'll do that, but what was this?
I put that on there. I got multiple issues, but it's more than 5 minutes.
Let's move to the Wellness Center. Then.
Yeah.
Wellness Center update.
First of all, I just want to extend a grateful appreciation from all the employees that are utilizing the Wellness Center. The numbers continue to go up. It is open 24 hours a day due to our access door, so just wanted to extend a thank you for...
How do we do that for someone like me that has never utilized it? Is there a card if I want to come in late, or how does... Who do I go through? How does that work?
You will go through Melissa Duckworth.
Okay.
She enters it into the computer and allows you to scan it. Melissa Trotter is in charge of the database.
So I get a card, or I use my own identification?
It's your employee.
There's your scan on the back. It just has to be entered by, you fill out the paperwork with Melissa Duckworth, like she had said, and then Melissa Trotter enters it into the computer. And then when you put your employee badge in, it'll release the door to let you in.
Okay, great.
So.
And our numbers are growing?
If your wife would like to go, she can go too.
Yes, the numbers are growing.
How many people do you think that we currently have utilizing?
10 to 20 per day.
Cool.
So, and there's a couple more people from the Sheriff's Department that have signed up also.
And I know that Danny and Jim can use it badly, so.
We could use it. I don't know whether we will use it or not.
We would like to know what your expectations of the committee are. What are the items that you need to be aware of or approve?
Do you know what? I would think, at least for my edification, I would love to sit down with the committee sometime, and because I really don't have any knowledge of how it came to be, what you all are doing, and I would like to learn. And I think it would be very beneficial for me if we could set that up.
It would be our pleasure. Last year there was a head nod to give us a budget line that still has not
happened,
been completed. So we are holding money upstairs in the safe and would like to get a budget line assigned.
Do you want me to send an email, Ron?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, when you say a budget line, I'm assuming that that will be, since...
A revenue line and an expense line.
Well, the revenue line is going to have to be zero since nothing was budgeted, but expenses, once the money's come in, will have to be identified and the expenses tracked.
It'll be a zero line item, but we'll have monies that should be in that line item.
There is currently some money in the miscellaneous fund.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, you're going to get the nod again on the budget line, so.
Great. Thank you. There is some extra equipment being stored in the shell space over in the judicial facility. What are your plans for it? Are we just hanging on to it? Are we?
Are you guys not
selling it through the county auction? We're not using it at all.
Then we probably need to. We probably need to go ahead and sell it then.
Craigslist or county auction or?
Well, Rick has sent a request about an auction, so I think that's a discussion we're going to have pretty soon of what we're going to do with the surplus. I think there's guns, there's some other things for the Sheriff's Department, some things of maintenance that they were trying. So we just got to figure out, it makes sense to sell at the same time if we're going to use an auction or if we're going to do Craigslist or whatever. But we haven't had any discussion about it, so we need to have a discussion about that. I don't have an answer right now except to keep us, I mean, an inventory list would be good to have of what you've got over there if you don't have that. So.
Okay.
Make sure you understand the accounting process for having this. If we build in just a budget line and put it in general county revenue, statute is going to indicate that that sweeps into the general county revenue. They will not, it won't be funds that they would keep as year end. It would go in general county revenue. If we want them to continue to hold that balance, it needs to be a separate fund. And I don't know. That's not a problem to do that. It's just...
It is possible to track what the monies are and on an annual basis to replace those within the fund, correct, if we establish a budget line?
What you would do then is you'd want to, I guess, budget that much as revenue from them, from GCR. But it will roll into... You could track that, yes. But that's the things that you need to be aware of, so you need to let me know how you want it to be taken care of. I don't mind doing it. I just want to know what's what you want. Do I need to track? Do I need to make sure it's a separate fund, or does it need to be just a line item?
I don't think that it needs to be a separate fund. I believe it needs to be a line item, and it would fall under 114 or whatever the number is, 115, for other expense that we have. Mm-hmm. And we can title it Wellness Center. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have a line for expenditures, and whatever that amount is on an annual basis that the county commission budgets or agrees to budget. And it's not going to reach those expenditures if, in fact, we don't have the revenues forthcoming from the different areas that they have revenues, right? Is that what?
Well, the revenue line will be in a 101, so we'll go in general revenue.
Right.
And then the expense line will be in a 114 account, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
We will chat about that.
Where are these monies coming from? You want to make sure you want to make sure you're not commingling funds with the county's funds that shouldn't be commingled with county funds.
I think these are fundraisers. I think there's donations. I think that's what it is.
That's correct.
I would assume that when donations are received for the Sheriff's Department from individuals, that those also go into general county revenue?
They do. And we've had some problems because they felt like they would be able to. You know, same thing with animal control at one time. You know, they go into general county revenue, and then you guys are in charge of how much they can spend. So as long as they're aware of that, that's fine with me.
We'll have this discussion. I'm aware of what you're saying.
Okay.
And I know there are pitfalls and there are areas that we need to be concerned about, and we will visit all those, Rick.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The last time we discussed having educational classes, we're going to try to have them in the evening. The general consensus of the employees is they're unable to stay after because they have like a sporting event with one of their kids or have to pick their kids up from daycare. Can we have these educational classes during the day?
My question really would be is could we schedule around at lunchtime so that the people could basically give up their free lunch time to use that, you know, from a lunchtime perspective versus 8 to 5 work hours?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, if we could work it around that, I have no problem using the facility for education during work hours as long as we can structure it around a lunchtime. If it's, you know, around the 10:30 to 1:30 kind of time frame, people can usually take an early lunch or a late lunch. I mean, that's my opinion. Danny or Ron?
No, I agree wholeheartedly with you, unless, of course, there's a presentation from an insurance company, for example, that says if you do this, it's going to have direct bearing on what rates that the county's paying, then it shouldn't make too much difference.
Right.
We need to consider doing it at any time that we can receive the presentation. But I agree with what Jim said.
Okay. All right. So I have, gentlemen.
Any others?
Is these ladies back up, or what is
they
that?
Are.
Bodyguards.
Ordered another.
Now, you guys are part of the committee, aren't you?
We are.
Okay.
No shabab.
Yeah, no.
You
guys are doing a good job.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, guys.
Nick? do you want to do this, or do you want to postpone it to a definite time?
Okay, let me just do it one real quick minute, and just so I can get it over, is we have a few houses that are being chosen to be destroyed in the city of Branson, city of Hollister, maybe in the county. Up until this point, we've waived flood-related damages at the transfer station drop-offs because we were getting reimbursed from FEMA. I believe that window is now closed. So my question for you is, I was asked to see if we're going to extend it for those houses that have been chosen to be destroyed to waive the tipping fees at the transfer station for those houses, knowing we are not going to get reimbursed from FEMA.
Well,
because during that one process, it may be through the grant process, different process, but
can we save that question for Bob Ashley when we have the presentation at 9:30? And the reason being, it was my understanding that those expenses can be rolled into the 75-25.
As long as they pay for them.
they are part of the 75-25.
But they have to pay for them. The county doesn't waive it, unless the county wants to waive it, and that still gets applied to the 25. So, okay. I mean, that was the question on the transfer station. I promised a homeowner that I would bring that up as soon as we could. So.
Well, I still don't mind answering it, but I'd like to hear.
I'll wait. That's not a problem.
Bring that up during the 9:30 meeting. Is that all right with you, Dan, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You gentlemen want to come up to the microphones? Or just one of you going to speak? Why don't you guys come up and we'll have a general discussion that way and fill the tables. And send down another chair. There's another table that's got a microphone over here as well.
Do you want the mic? I've
got one there.
We get an update. Timelines. That's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then make sure we have a timeline layout. We want to hear their timeline. That's my trash.
Gentlemen, we thought it would be important to have just a discussion about where we're at. You may have questions of us, and we may have questions of you. I was just looking at the actions that you just had handed us, John, mm-hmm. as to where we are in this process that we have begun since we received the formal opinion of the sewer district being an autonomous political subdivision. And would one of you like to start this process?
Well, basically, you know, since our meeting on...
John, would you do me a favor and apologize? Would you announce for those who are listening who you are, and I'll have each of you do that when we talk?
Sure. I am John Soutee, administrator for the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Since the 13th, the county commission's attorney had suggested that the sewer district retain legal services, which we have done that through Mr. David Fielder. So he'll be representing the legal aspects of the Taney County Regional Sewer District at this time. I have informed Mr. Fielder of the two declaratory judgments that Mrs. Keck had mentioned. One being maybe a follow-up on her findings that the sewer district is a autonomous political subdivision, which I think we all agree that's the case. The other declaratory judgment issue was in regards to usage of the sales tax funds and how those funds may be able to be utilized. I have informed briefly Mr. Fielder on the objective, that being the separation of the TCRSD from the County Commission relationship and what we're trying to achieve there. Eddie and I have been working on rate scenarios and staffing options, which we plan to present to the Board of Trustees at their next meeting, requesting direction from the Board on how they would like to proceed. Eddie has been looking into some available structures and properties within the area that are on the market currently, in which we may want to relocate to at some time. I believe William was wanting to get together with Eddie and myself and maybe go meet with some of the owners of these structures and just see what's out there. I have discussed briefly this issue with Jim Berry with the County Health Department in regards to the septic tank program and the laboratory services of the Water Quality Laboratory. Had a brief discussion with the state Department of Health people, just letting them know what's going on, so they may be looking at means of how they can come into this vacuum and maybe take care of some of those services once that transition takes place. Those two services are specifically funded by the County Commission. They are no way funded by the capital sales tax or the sewer utility itself. So the Health Department does provide those services. The County Health Department, in regard to septic tanks, specifically directs people to the Taney County Sewer District on septic tanks. So that's something that they have never really done. They've never had any wish to do. But the statutes are there to provide for the health departments to pick those services up. There's also the issue with some parks in Taney County in which the Water Quality Laboratory does chlorine monitoring on and different things like that, as I think there's some state requirements there and how those things will be handled if the laboratory ceases to exist. One of the main things in looking at the rate scenarios is the capital improvement sales tax dollars and what the usage of that may be. Susie and myself are probably 90% of our job duties are related to the capital improvement projects and the building of those, and working with the incorporated areas to review their projects and their requests for funding and all that that entails, dealing with property owner issues, working with the engineers, the contractors, and all of those things. That's a question whether mine and Susie's salaries could be supplemented out of the sales tax along with what we've been doing with Eddie's position. John Hooker, prior to Eddie, was his interaction with the capital improvement project, since he would be in charge of managing those systems once they're built, that he has input on their design and their construction. So a portion of his salary was being reimbursed through that sales tax. So there's some questions with that that we need to look into. Other than that, that's kind of what we've got done in the last couple of weeks. We're trying to move forward with it. I believe David had had some conversation with the county attorney, and I'll let him, you know, speak to that. But
before you go on to your conversation, can I ask you on one of your bullet points on the email?
Yes.
Looking for suitable, available structure and property that would be suitable for the operations?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys considering that building that you're in now?
Well, we're looking.
Or are you looking to change locations?
Well, we're looking at, we've been looking for a while, and this kind of expedited that, but we're looking for a location which would be suitable for administrative services and the utility itself.
Okay.
Where we need a little bit of, well, not a little bit, but we need area for our vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of our equipment is parked outside, or Connex is scattered around Taney County. We'd like to centralize those equipment, and then we have the billing department, administrative, and try to find a structure that might suit all of those different facets of what we do.
Just thoughts. I mean, we've got some property that I think we'd be open to. I know that we're looking to sell a partial land off at the F-160 intersection to the ambulance district. Mm-hmm. We've also got barns there.
That's currently where we're located now with our small grinder pump shop. We're kind of that little building
sure.
in between.
But
and the
I don't know if
we can
expand beyond that, remodel that, or
that could be an option.
So, but you're not considering this over here, probably most likely.
You know, for from an administrative nature, it would be wonderful. It's a good building, it's
right.
a great building. But for and that's up to the board to discuss and decide. But for operations and having a structure to get all of our equipment parked inside, keeping it out of the weather and stuff, it wouldn't really suit that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If,
sure.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
If we are in, like I said, negotiations or talks with the ambulance district on a portion of that property over there, if the all the rest of the property would be of interest to you, it would be something that we could work with the board on. It's something that you're in, have use of now, mm-hmm. and it would be some, it would be a location with Merriam Woods and Rockaway and Forsyth and all those areas that would be something that we would be interested in. Mm-hmm. With our new, we have a new purchase also with the road barn on 76 over there, so we'll be open to discussion with the board on any of that kind
That's one thing that, that the F and High, the F and Highway 160 property was good when it was when we were allowed to use it. If we were going to have to purchase, there's one thing that we would, it's kind of removed from our customer base. Yeah, we have to drive from Hollister all the way out to F Highway 160 to get parts and pieces. This, that. So if we was going to have to purchase property, we'd like to look at something that's more centralized in our customer base. And the 76 Highway, the old Highway Department barn over there would have been a good location for us.
Right.
But that's the only thing with the F and Highway 160 property, if it is just somewhat removed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
One thing just before before your attorney, Mr. Fielder, speaks is I know Pat Keck and Frank and all those are trying to get us some timelines, and one of the concerns that she has, she sent us a note on, which was the insurance aspect of it. If you, you know, the concern is, since you are a separate political subdivision, are you actually even covered by our current policy? So we would, one of that was the question we got an email to us yesterday. So if you could just make that a priority for your protection, as much, it's not so much the money that we'll save, it's more, are we covered? I want to make sure that we are.
And that would be a call to Tim Connell probably to start.
Probably so, yes.
And
sir.
Then Beacon Tim, One, I think,
one
is
beacon.
Liability, or One Beacon is liability.
Right, but you get to, you, Mr., if you get to Mr. Connell, he'll be able to lay out those things and work on that. So I just, that was one of the things that Pat made sure she sent a note, because she knew we were meeting this morning. Just that it's more of a concern of liability coverage versus dollar figure. Okay.
My name is David Fielder. I've recently been hired within the last week, 10 days, to represent the sewer district. It's an honor to appear before you all this morning. I look forward to working with you to give you a quick update. I think I've maybe just this calendar week or maybe last Friday got the official word that I was on the job and have been able to try to hit the ground. I spoke with Frank Cotty on Tuesday, had a very, very good conversation with Frank, had a phone call from Pat Keck yesterday, spoke probably 20, 30 minutes with her at length. I can assure you these are both attorneys I've worked with in the past, look forward to working with here, and I think everybody's on the same page to try to accomplish this division as quickly and economically and beneficially for everybody with the very least amount of fallout for anybody on it. And what I told Pat yesterday, and I'll tell you here today, you know, yes, Pat has a client that is the commission, and I have a client that's the district, but I think all of our concerns are the citizens of Taney County and making sure that this operates as seamlessly and smoothly as possible, and the citizens don't really ever know, you know, anything's happened or changed, and that's our goal. We want everything to run smoothly and efficiently. The two or three items that I have had a chance to discuss and that have been brought to my attention either by Frank or by Pat Keck, number one is an interim agreement. I spoke with both Frank and Pat about that. My understanding is that they are currently working on this, and I've been assured as soon as there's a draft or a form that meets your all's approval, she's going to send that to me so that we can sit down and go through it, and we look forward to receiving that. I think one of the key things that Pat indicated was going to be in that was going to be, you know, some information or guidance as to the tax revenue and how that's going to be allocated and dealt with. The insurance issue that you raised, Pat raised with me. I actually discussed with John yesterday after I got off the phone with Pat. Pat is supposed to be obtaining for me, copy of your all's policy deck sheet so that we can look through it. know, that's when you have coverage issues, the first place you want to look to is the language of the policy to see what's covered. My understanding is that there are already a variety of different county entities all kind of in one policy for economic purposes. My understanding is we maybe got a better rate, but it may already include entities like the Sheriff's Department, Commission, Road and Bridge, us. So if it already has a mixture and conglomeration of county employees of various natures in it, may or may not be a key issue. Now, having said that, we're not disputing, yes, we are, I believe, a distinct political subdivision. We do need to get separated, and I'm looking forward to getting that from Pat. The last thing that Frank and Pat have discussed with me is the DJ action. My understanding from Pat yesterday is that that's a DJ action you all are going to be filing, naming us and whomever else you may name to try to get some type of guidance from the courts down the street here as to how much of the sales tax monies can be allocated, what limitations or restrictions might be present on the use of those funds. For example, can we only use them to build new projects? Can we only use them, or may we use them to help maintain them, pay staff, maintenance, that type of stuff? So that, in a nutshell, is kind of my limited involvement here, less than a week's time, but that's my report as to where we are, and if anybody has questions, I'll be happy to address them.
We received via email, which I only opened this morning, suggested intergovernmental agreement for sewer sales tax funding allocations.
I read it there this morning.
And it's really simple that was sent down, I think.
I like simple.
It states that the Board of Directors of the Taney County Regional Sewer District, hereinafter district, the County of Taney, Missouri, hereinafter county, each of them being a body politic and corporate, do hereby enter into this intergovernmental agreement for the year 2011, the purpose of which is to set forth the understanding between the district and the county regarding payment of county sewer sales tax receipt by the county to the district. Whereas, the voters of Taney County have passed a sewer sales tax issue for the purpose of funding capital improvements for sewer purposes. Now, therefore, it is agreed as follows. The whereas clause above stated is incorporated herein by reference. The county and the district agree that the funds available from the sewer sales tax receipt shall be paid to the district, and the district agrees to apply the funds solely for capital improvements for sewer purposes or as otherwise provided by Missouri law. I thought that was
precise and to the point.
So that's what they have asked us to consider.
Have you seen
copies
that?
Of
no.
That?
Okay, that just came up. And we got that, I think, yesterday afternoon. So.
We haven't got one.
Well, would that? This is just a sample.
They sent it to us to see if we were
open to the simple language of it. So, I mean, that's. I guess what we're saying is, we like it precise. It basically gives you the ability to. You know, that way, you don't have to keep on coming back to us, mm-hmm. and it's just.
But the funds still would stay within the county coffers, and we would. They would be transferred based on budgetary request. There was a little misunderstanding with that some thought that the money would just be, the sewer district would set up an account and those tax dollars would go into that account and be managed by the sewer district.
That won't be the case.
Well, that's what I wanted to clear up, because I know that there's interaction with the auditor's office. I know those dollars are invested by the county treasurer for interest yield, and I didn't think that the commission would want that to go.
The reason being is that the statute that the sales tax is created under is a county sales tax. So it's my understanding that a fund has to be set up within the county for that sales tax. Mm-hmm. Now, if we do something different, John, and if we agree that, because what they have done is covered expenses, just like you said, on an expense-by-expense basis. But I believe that this county has the ability, I say that based upon, we're going to have counsel inform us, but if we want to pass dollars through, for example, on a monthly basis, or sales tax as received to the sewer district, maybe that's an option. It's nothing that we've done in the past, nor that we've ever done since the inception of the sales tax when it was created, but that may very well be an option. That's what you're alluding
to? So yeah. From a process right now, though, yes. With this intergovernmental agreement, you would just submit your expenses and they would just pay them. Is that correct?
That's what we're doing now.
Well, but you wouldn't have to come in for us for our approval, because with this intergovernmental agreement, you're saying that all your expenses you're submitting follow the guidelines, so therefore you don't have to come before the commission anymore.
And that would be protection for anybody doing business with the sewer district, that we do have a guaranteed mechanism for payment to them.
Correct.
Now, is there any option left to where these employees that's retained, there's probably going to be some changes there, but that our retained could still be included in the county benefit program instead of us having to go outsource for those benefits? Not that it maybe not even be paid for by the sales tax, but it maybe be paid for by sewer utilities because of the ability to have a better program at a better rate than just the few of us left here with the sewer district utility. I know Boone County somehow has a cooperative agreement with the county commission on retirement and some benefits there. And I didn't know if that maybe still might be a remote possibility, because that would help us a lot if we could do something in that regard, since it's already established.
Now, I can tell you this, that it was cheaper for me to take my family off the county policy, get better coverage, and pay less than I'm paying now.
Maybe for a family, but those of us that are just individual.
Well, it actually was the individual. I kept the kids and my wife's on a separate policy because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Because of the overall experience history that we have with the county. But I don't know.
Well, we're going to have to reorganize the whole, and we've got that figured into this scenario, that we go out and we seek out our health insurance and our benefits and different things like that, but we're not going to get the probably an economy of scale, of course, that we enjoy as being in some kind of a relation with the county.
Because of the numbers that are involved. And John, I don't know the answer to your question. That's going to have to be an answer that's going to come from the attorneys and from the organizations that feel involved that provide those benefits.
Yeah. Right now, the utility people, you know, the utility pays back to the county every penny that is provided to the utility staff now. And I didn't know if we could somewhat encapsulate that in with the rest of us that would be remaining also. Is that something the attorneys maybe could look? Would you be amenable to that if that could be worked out and it's not a drain on the county?
I am, John.
Funds?
I think we need to look at all options, and whatever the sewer district board and the county commission agrees to is. But I don't think that we should set aside any options without looking at them personally.
Sure. That's fine.
And we could be a part of loggers, but it's going to be, there's some different things we've got to restructure there too. We're looking into that. So
I don't see that loggers would be a problem. Schwartz is no longer the director, but Keith is.
We're talking to a gentleman, and the more we talk to him, the more confused we get. So that might be something we might need legal to talk to him, because he gets into saying we're under a different statute, and those statutes don't apply now if you're not a component of county government, and I don't know. So we're filling our way along the walls here. We're trying to figure it out.
Taney County Health Center has loggers.
Well, we used that as an example, and he said, well, they're under a different statute than the sewer district's form. He said they're established as the health department for the county, and well, we tried to explain, well, we're the sewer district for the county. You know, we try to clean up the waste before you get the disease that you got to go to the health department for.
I'll be glad to work with you and talk into those people.
Appreciate
I know
that,
them, so
because you probably know the contacts that we don't even have a clue about.
But in direct answer to your question, we're amenable to all options. I think we need to put everything on the table and take a look at it.
Well, we're trying to move forward. There's some unknowns. We've been doing business together for so many years. There's just things we got to just figure out how to do the best for both parties and the citizens of the county, of course. So I think we've got a good attorney to help us figure these things out, and I just look forward to working with you on it.
William Cummings, Chairman of the Board of the Tennant County Regional Sewer District. I have tried to share with the staff at different times that I am a volunteer to the county, not an elected official. But to me, what comes first is the citizens of Tennant County and the employees of the district. And that's pretty well what I would push forward for, whatever it takes to make the best for the citizens and the employees. So that, I just hope it all works out for the best for everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You want to call a 2-minute recess so we can get Bob set up and all that, or 5-minute? Or we'll
yeah, you can copy that email and pass it to the board member.
Did you need a projector?
Or was that our copy?
Once you can have it. I ran it off. They've asked us to make a decision about it. We're going to stand in recess for 5 minutes.
What do you need?